Hello, my beauty and beauties. Welcome back to a new episode of You For You, a podcast for you, about you, to be a better you. This is your host and creator, Kadisha Campbell, also known as at I Love Your Beautiful Face on IG. But we're going to switch it up. Y'all can just call me KD now. What's up, you guys? It's been a long time. I know. I guess you could say we're back by popular demand. You guys really did not forget about You For You at all. And I love that. I think that's great. So many of you guys were reaching out to me, whether in real life or on social media. A lot of my close friends, a lot of my family was just like, are you going to get back on that? Like, that was a really good thing you had going. Like, are you going to get back on that? And honestly, I had a lot going on in my personal life, which I'm going to get into with you guys. So many different things have happened in the last 4 years. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned a lot about the people around me. I've just gained so much knowledge, and kind of one of the first things I want to talk about why I didn't come back to You For You immediately is because the number one reason was school. But I'm done with school now. I've graduated. I'm super duper excited about that. Can't wait to get into my field. But also, I realized that I'm kind of a perfectionist. Like, if I'm going to put something out and it's not absolutely perfect, I'm not putting it out. That's just kind of how I am. And I realized that's kind of a blessing and a curse, because then I hoard so much of my creations. Like, I have so much content on my phone that I refuse to put out because it's not perfect. And some things were like once in a lifetime opportunities. So it's not like, oh, when I go next time, I'll go do it. Like, it's like, no, Katie, you're not going back. Like, you're not going to be in that position again. That's not going to happen again. No time soon. Like, it was a once in a lifetime opportunity. So as like all these things were passing me by, like after the fact, I'd be like, man, I should have really recorded it. I should have made something out of that. Oh, I should have, you know what I mean? Like, and I would kind of beat myself up about it, but I realized that's because I am a perfectionist, like really bad. Even when it came down to school projects and papers and stuff, I would tear up papers and rewrite them all over again. I would destroy projects and build them all up from scratch again, just because I felt like if it's not perfect, I'm not putting it out. So that was really the reason why I didn't come back as fast as I wanted to. I was really in my head about what I was going to put out, how I was going to put it out. Like, so many things that I wanted to do with the podcast that I just didn't have the means to do at the time. And I was like, well, when I am able to do these things, that I will get back on the podcast. And that's just not a good way to live your life. Like, in general, that's just not a good way to do it. Like, if you want to do something, do it. Just do it. Like, just get it done. Like, there's no reason of waiting. And also, you're never going to be in a position where everything is completely perfect for you to do something that you've always wanted to do. It's like, one day you just got to get up and do it. You know what I mean? So that was something that was really heavy on my mind in 2024. I was like, oh, I really want to get back to You For You. I really do. Like, I loved it. You guys are my baby. This is my baby. Like, and now she's gonna be 5. Like, but no, seriously, I'm just like, oh my god, like, I have to pour into her. I have to pour into her, and I have to give her life and make sure people don't forget her. But you guys were really, like, constantly over the last 4 years, were constantly people hit me up, where's You For You, what's going on, why are you taking so long? If you guys haven't noticed already, I'm kind of being a little bit more lax and casual, more than I feel like before. When I was in my past episodes, I was being like a robot. I was just like, and today we are going to, and You For You. Like, I was listening to it and I was like, that's kind of weird, girl. Like, loosen up. Like, it's fine. Like, so I'm trying to be a little bit less of a perfectionist this round. Trying to be a little bit more personal with you guys, not just with what I'm talking about, but also like through my voice. I want you guys to be comfortable. I want to be comfortable. When I was listening back to my old episodes, I felt like I was like reading off a script, which I wasn't, but I used to spend days upon days upon days of editing. And I was like, you know how much time you're wasting editing? Like, just put it out there. And that was also an issue I was running into, because I wouldn't have time to do it. I had to go to work. I had to go to class. I had to do homework. I had family obligations. I had so much to do. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, I don't have time to sit down and record an episode. I don't have 3 days to just be on my laptop. Like, so this time around, I'm being a little bit more laxed. I'm still going to tweak what I want to tweak, how I want to tweak it, because I don't know, it's something in my ears. So I want to catch you guys up on the last 4 years of my life. That's what this episode is going to be about. I feel like, how am I just going to dive in without telling you guys what I've learned in the past 4 years? I've learned so much, definitely grown so much as a person. When I look back, I'm 25 now. I was 21 when I started this podcast, and I feel like I am a completely different person. Like, I feel like the 21-year-old is like my baby sister. And now I'm like, girl, let me tell you what to do, because you don't know what you're about to get into right now. So where we left off in 2021, that summer, I got a phone call that my father was very, very sick. So I up and left New York, went to him to render his aid, you know, just helping him around the house and stuff, because my father lived alone at the time. And a couple of weeks after I was there, we found out that he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and it was completely undetectable. He had no signs until one day he just got super duper sick. So I spent that entire summer taking care of my father to the best of my ability. And then at the end of the summer, I came back home to prepare to go back to school. And my mom surprised me with a vacation to one of my favorite locations, St. Martin. I love that place. If you haven't been, you totally need to go. Kind of like a self-care trip to kind of de-stress. It was a high stress situation with my father's illness and just a whole bunch of other stuff that was going on. So that was kind of like her gift to me. And I went and I enjoyed it. When I came back, I started school, but it was like a half week. So I didn't really have like a full week of classes. And then that weekend, I went to Ocean City, Maryland to spend it with Melody for her birthday with one of our other friends. And we had a blast. It was so much fun. But unfortunately, the last day that we were there, I got a phone call that my father had sadly passed away. So that brings us to the first topic that I want to talk about, that I've talked to you guys about before, but I feel like now that I have this new perspective, and unfortunately I have new grief to grieve, I definitely have a new perspective on grief. In that moment, like when I was there in the moment, everything was happening, we were going through funeral arrangements and all this stuff was going on, I was in super duper shock, because when I was there over the summer, the doctors had told us that he had 6 months, like 6 to 12 months. So we're thinking, oh, we got time to put stuff in order. Nothing was in order. And he just abruptly passed. I was not around. My brother was not around. We were both in different states at the time. And to get a call like that while you're, you know, out with your friends or like doing whatever, when you think, you know, like, oh, I'll see you, Dad, I'll be back kind of thing, it really shook my whole world up. I can only speak for myself, but I can only imagine my brother as well, seeing as we just lost our brothers 6 years prior, also unexpectedly. So that was like a really, really weird time. Like, that fall semester was really weird. I went straight back to school. I was just like, you know what? I can go to school. It's fine. Like, it's okay. Like, I thought that I was fine. I thought I could do it. And that semester, that like 4 months, that really kickstarted what happened for the rest of, for like the next 4 years. Like, that really kickstarted everything else. So first off, I didn't start to actually grieve the death of my father until after he was buried, which was about maybe 3 weeks later after he abruptly passed away. I didn't do it correctly. Like, I didn't let myself feel those feelings because I felt like it was like surreal. And me and my dad kind of had this unconventional relationship where it wasn't 100% all good, but it was not 100% all bad. And I felt like that was like a misconception in the family. So there was like family stuff going on, and then there was also like internal stuff. I was just like, well, should I not have left? But I had to go. Like, I had to go back to school. And honestly, when I left, he was fine. I didn't see it as, oh, I left him behind, it's my fault. I didn't have this woe is me kind of mentality, but I kind of had this like, what just happened? Like, it didn't make sense to me. And I was like, well, it happened, life goes on. And I kind of tried to push through the semester without doing it. And my advisors at the time, who I was very mad at, I was so mad at them at the time, but now that I look back, I would like to tell them thank you. Not that they would ever listen to this, but I would like to tell them thank you, because they were telling me, they were like, I think you should take the semester off, I think you should take the semester off. But I didn't want to, because I had 3 semesters left to graduate. And I was like, no. I was like, I'm not doing that. Like, I had a graduation date set, like everything was like set for me. So I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I got like 3, maybe 4 semesters left. Like, I don't want to push that back any further. I went against their advice and I ended up enrolling into the fall semester, and it did not go well for me. So after my father was buried is when it really started to hit me. I was in classes, but I wasn't there. Like, I was like a ghost. My eyes were just kind of like glossed over. I was doing assignments and completing exams, but I couldn't tell you, even now, I couldn't tell you nothing that I learned that semester, not a project that I did. I could not tell you anything because I wasn't mentally there. Like, I mentally was somewhere else, and I was forcing myself to be in that space. At the same time, I started therapy for the first time, which I know what people say about therapy. I get it. But I'm not at that place yet where I feel like therapy is something that would be beneficial to me. And I feel like that's my opinion. JK. But no, I feel like that's just like something, that's just the way that I feel right now, because I'm not there yet. And when I get there, then I can jump on the bandwagon and say, oh, therapy is the best thing that ever happened to me. But not everything works for everybody. So I just, I wasn't into it when I started. I was just like, I was not into it. It felt very impersonal to me. And I didn't feel, I was freshly grieving the death of my father. And I felt like I was just being put on a podium to just like speak my business. And I didn't like that. I really didn't like it. Turned me off. So I got out of there very quickly. At the end of the semester, literally when I took my finals, I caught COVID from my partner, and we think we got it from our professor because we had like partners throughout the program. We think we caught it from our professor because our professor's kid had it, and she told us the week before, and literally the following week we were taking finals and we were like sweating, sneezing, like brain fog, everything. So I ended up like not doing well on my finals. Like, it was bad. But I figured, at the time, I figured that my advisors would cut me some slack because, like, my daddy just died. Like, you're going to cut me some slack? They did not. They quickly kicked me out of that program. They quickly kicked me out. But it's not like, at the time, I was super angry with them. I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, how are you going to do that? My daddy just died. But looking back, it's not their fault. It's my own fault for not taking the time to grieve off that I needed. I went in there thinking that I would be carried, I would be given grace. And the fact of the matter is, I didn't give myself grace, because had I did and I took the semester off and I grieved properly, I probably would not have caught COVID because I would have been in the house, and I probably would not have to restart my entire college journey, which is what I ended up having to do, hence why I just graduated right now. So at the time, that was right before Christmas, and I had to spend 14 days on quarantine in my basement by myself. My cat Leah was not here at the time. She was with my brother, and I couldn't see my mom. I had nobody to talk to. I was just, oh my goodness. It was like a vortex for me. Like, it was like everything just went down the drain. And by the time like New Year's came, I was just like, ugh. I felt horrible. And not to mention, I wasn't taking care of myself because I was grieving the death of my father, like, silently. So I wasn't eating right. I wasn't sleeping right. I was definitely intaking some things that I should not have been intaking. I feel like that contributed to the brain fog and everything else that I had going on at the time, which, looking back now, I can see, like, that's probably why I felt like that. And had I not developed those habits, I probably would have been better off. But, you know, when you're in something, when you're in the eye of the storm, you're not really thinking about, you know, what you're actually doing. You're just trying to get out of the storm. So that was my intention. So I was a dual degree at the time, and the one degree, the program that I was in, that was a degree that I wasn't able to finish, that I had to restart. But the other degree, it kind of was just like, might as well finish it. I'm almost done. I had one semester left in that degree, so I was like, why not? So I got a new job. I started taking classes for that other degree, and I ended up meeting somebody that ended up becoming my partner for, I would say, 2.5 years. So now we're in the year of 2022. If you're following along, we're in the year of 2022. That person became my partner for 2.5 years. I feel like, so follow me here. I feel like the only reason I got into that relationship, and this is no shade, no tea to that person, however, I was in, remember I said I did not grieve the death of my father properly. I just got out of COVID. I just got kicked out of school, basically. So I was in a really bad headspace, and I feel like I was just looking for an outlet, and the first person to, you know, be that outlet was the person I just clinged on to, and that was a birth of a new relationship. No shade, no tea to that person, but I really do feel like that's what happened. And then when summertime rolled around, you know, they were introduced to my family and got really close to my family and really close to my friends and things like that. They ended up coming with me to my best friend's wedding. Shout out my bestie, love her. She has two beautiful children now. Like, that whole year 2022, I was like on cloud nine, because I was like, oh, even though I'm chronically depressed, like, I got a man. So like, that was kind of the attitude that I had. And now, like, looking back, I turned 23 that year. Like, looking back, I was like, girl, please. I was extremely happy though. I was extremely happy. In 2023, I feel like is when conflict started to arise in our relationship. And instead of confronting that conflict, we just danced around it over and over and over and over again. Like neither of us wanted to let go of the relationship. We were kind of looking at it as we can make it work. Like we can fix this. We can make it work. Like it's fine. Like, but they do say the first 2 years in a relationship is the hardest. They say it's then, it's after you get married, and it's after you have that kid. Those first 2 years are crucial. So we're looking at it as long as we get past year two, we should be fine. Like it'll be okay, right? Wrong. It's Lola. If you don't know the reference to that, you need to Google it and figure it out because it's hilarious. But seriously, like we were just not thinking straight. We're not thinking straight, both of us. But especially me, because again, I feel like had I not been taken out of that dark place that I was in by this relationship, I probably would have had an easier time leaving it. I stayed in that relationship. I stayed in it from summer 23. I stayed in it for about another year. I was still there. I'm not going to get into specifics of my relationship because it's none of y'all business. But I will say this, when somebody shows you who they are the first time, believe them. That is like the best quote I've ever heard in my entire life. Like literally, when somebody shows you the first time, don't be like, well, according to the circumstance, no, they meant that. Believe it the first time, literally. But this is not a relationship podcast, so I'm not a relationship guru. I'm not giving advice on it. Anyway, so that brings us to summer 2024. And honestly, from the time I had that breakup all the way until now we're in January 2025, I will say I've never felt more free. I've never felt more free than I feel now, like in the last 6 months. And I went through a lot of ups and downs in the last 6 months. I had to do my last internships for school, and I had finals, and I had a lot of stuff going on, but I really stayed true to myself and I kept my head down because I was like, this is what I've been working for since 2019. So with that, and also going through this breakup like by myself, because I didn't really tell any of my friends or anybody like how I was feeling. I kind of kept everything inside, which is also like just as bad as keeping all your grief inside. Like you gotta let it out. That brought me to a lot of anger, and being angry all the time, like I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, when like I always think about like when you go to like a family house and your cousin like gets one up on you, but you can't be a snitch, so you're just sitting there just mad like I can't snitch on you, but you know what I'm saying? Like it was like that sort of thing. I would say like getting through this holiday season, this was my first holiday season single since like I was in high school. Like this is a long, long time. This is my first holiday season where I don't have anybody in my space. I thought it was going to destroy me. I thought it was going to be horrible. Like I really did thought it was going to be horrible. But I spent all the 6 months leading up to the holidays really getting in tune with myself, really learning myself all over again, really like just learning to be alone and things like that. Because like I said, like we were intertwined in that relationship. So going from that to being alone and doing things by yourself and eating by yourself and going out by yourself, and you know what I mean? Like you just get used to like a routine, and to come out of that routine was really, really hard for me. So I thought the holidays were going to be awful, but honestly, I had a good time. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't spend the holidays with anybody. I spent it by myself because I felt like I was always spending holidays and other things with other people, and I never really got to truly experience them by myself, like in a way where it's just like I understand holidays about family time and everything, but I was just like, now is not the time. Like I wasn't in a headspace to be around family and friends, I would say, this holiday season. I just wasn't into it. I was just like, you know what, I'm still in a really, really deep place, and to walk into a room and put on a smile and all that holiday cheer, like it was gonna put me in a bad mood. So I was like, let me just spend the holidays by myself this time around, and then I can see, you know, how I'm feeling after that, because I really was just not in the mood to be around other people, and I definitely did not want to bring my negative energy and negative vibes around all these other people. I feel like that's a really big no-no. That's a no-no for me. Like in order to be around me, you cannot bring negativity around me. Like, and I can understand like people going through stuff and it's like, you know, of course you're spewing your emotions, but I feel like if you're in the headspace, you should be by yourself. Like not be by yourself, but like don't come to a party when you're grieving a breakup. You know what I mean? Like, don't bring that into a place of joy and happiness. I never wanted to be that person, and I don't really like being around people who do that, because it's like, now you're draining my energy. I understand what you're going through, and we can acknowledge that. However, if you know that you're going to be crying while we're taking shots, then maybe you shouldn't have came, which is a little bit mean. I understand that's a little bit mean, but honestly, that's what it was. And I had a lot of people who were just like, well, why why the hell not? Like, that's a lot of people were just like, what's going on with you? Why are you not? And I'm like, girl, I got a lot going on right now. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I got a lot going on right now. I was on the brink of graduation. Like, now I got my boards. Like, I was just like, I got a lot going on. And I cannot afford to undo all this work that I've done. Cause that's ultimately what was gonna happen. I can see myself being in these public spaces around people that I love very much. But I can see me getting in my head and just like having a panic attack in the bathroom, which gives me flashbacks to eighth grade. That's literally what used to happen to me every time I went to an eighth grade party. So that's the bulk of what I've went through in the last 4 years. That was like the three big things. So I got kicked out of school, my father passed away, and I went through a really, really, really tough breakup. And through all those things, I tried to put on my U for U cap. I really tried to like put on my big girl pants. But even looking back now, like, I'm kind of happy I took that time off, like just time of solitude. And I'm still in that phase right now of like time of solitude, but I'm a lot more open about it. Like, I let it be known. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really just like before. I fell off the face of the earth and I was just like, nobody needs to see me or hear from me. And now I let it be known, you know, somebody invites me somewhere, you know, the way that I'm feeling right now, like, you know what I'm saying? And I also stopped overextending myself. That's something I really honed in on, I would say, in the last 6 months, was if I don't want to, I'm not going to, or I don't have to. If I don't want to do it, I don't have to do it. And again, some people see that as selfish, mean, inconsiderate, etc., etc., all these ugly words. But honestly, I feel like, you know, in adulthood, I feel like this is, you know, they say when you turn 25, your frontal lobe develops. And I feel like that was my frontal lobe developing. Like, I was always that person, friend, family, that would overextend myself for people, you know, just go above and beyond, just really overstretch myself, reach my neck out just to satisfy other people, hoping that I would get some sort of recognition back, or I would get some sort of like praise, not really praise, but just like respect and acknowledgement. Like, you know what I mean? You overextend yourself, you're thinking, oh, people are gonna appreciate this, they're gonna acknowledge the goodness that I did. And nobody cared. That's what I learned. Nobody cares. nobody cares. And until you find people that do care that you overextend yourself, you shouldn't be doing it. Until you are able to find people that appreciate you overdoing it and overextending yourself and really stretching yourself so thin just to make other people happy, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's a problem when the people don't appreciate it. And that's kind of what I started to realize. I'm just like, you know, I do all this stuff for everybody else. I need to start doing some stuff for me. And I guess I never looked at myself as a people pleaser, but now that I think about it, I was being a people pleaser. Like, I've never looked at it in that light, but yeah, I was. I would really like overextend myself, and people would say to me like, you're doing all that for them? Oh, you're gonna do all that? Oh, wow, you gonna? And I used to do it, and I would take on as many hats and projects and responsibilities as I could, just so that people could say, oh, Kenesha did all that stuff. She's the soldier. That's just what it was. Like, I just did not want to be the strongest. I didn't want to be seen as strong anymore. I was just like, I don't want to be seen as strong. I've fallen really, really hard, and I feel like I need time before I'm forced to get back up and put all these hats on again. Not only that, now that I'm up, I'm not putting the hats back on again, because we're not doing that. I've really gotten into TikTok. I remember talking to you guys before TikTok was like just coming out and everything. I wasn't really into it, but now TikTok has turned into, like, honestly, I see it as an information hub. Other people see it as like doom scrolling and ads and like all that, but it's like, once you get past all that, there's some good stuff on there. Like, there's some good, you know what I mean? Like, you really find some really dope people. They have really dope things to say, or they're doing dope things. But I've really learned so much from TikTok, honestly. I've learned about my attachment style. So I am if anybody was wondering, I don't think anybody cares, but I have an avoidant attachment style. And TikTok taught me what that was, honestly, because there's, you know, doctors and psychiatrists and social workers and all different types of people on TikTok. And I learned a lot of stuff from there, stuff that I never would have known before. So I also learned that a lot of the things, like people say, especially the people on social media, like people say, like the big thing, just put it out. Just put the content out. Like, we're wrapping it back to the beginning of the episode. Just put the content out. Just put it out. And my headspace was, like, especially after COVID, when so many people made podcasts after COVID, especially like in 2022 when the world started opening back up, I was like, oh my goodness, what is even the point? Like, what is the point of me even getting back on You For You? And I'll tell you what's the point. The point is, it's something that I love. It's something that I want to do. I see it as a hobby. I see it as a safe space. I see it as a way to get all my yaps out, because I'm a certified yapper. And it's like, if people want to listen to it, they have the option to listen to it. It's not like I'm forcing you all into a room with these blaring speakers of me saying, hello, my beauty baby. So, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of was just like, girl, why you being so... And then, me being a perfectionist at the time, I'm just like, look at these people on the internet doing everything wrong. Not wrong, but look at these people on the internet doing everything crazy. Like, everything, like, unfiltered, unedited, you know what I'm saying? And, like, me, I'm like, here I am over here worried about the 2 seconds of air that you can hear in between my breath when I'm recording episodes. Like, girl, be for real right now. I had to, like, check myself for real. There's also another podcaster, this girl that I went to school with. Her name is Vanessa G. Her podcast is called Girls Rule, Boys Drool. I would definitely say her podcast definitely kickstarted me into picking up my laptop, because she literally picked it up and she was like, no, so I'm gonna sit here and talk and y'all go listen. And I've been listening. Like, and I've been tuned into her. I really love her vibe and just the things that she talks about. She just talks about, like, womanhood in general, just like womanhood. And I feel like it's like, maybe people don't want to sit there and listen to her talk for an hour, but I do. And that's kind of how I looked at it. I was like, maybe people don't really care about what I have to say, but there's gonna be somebody who cares. And I know that you're gonna be in my DM soon to say, oh my god, I love that episode. I was being way too strict on myself, like, way too strict. Same thing after my father passed away, and I was like, I gotta finish school. I have to. Like, you gotta give yourself the grace. You gotta give yourself the gratitude. You gotta give yourself, because at the end of the day, nobody's gonna give it to you. If you don't give it to yourself, who's gonna give it to you? Literally, if you don't give yourself the love, that's what people say. If you can't love yourself, who's gonna love you? That's kind of how I looked at my life in the last 4 years. I'm like, if nobody's gonna give me the appreciation, if nobody's gonna give me the grace, if nobody's gonna give me the reward, I can give it to myself. I was putting this expectation on everybody else around me, and that's just something that I really learned, that, like, you can not to say that you can't depend on the people around you, but expecting things from other people just all the time, it's just not, like, a good way to navigate, like, life. I feel like that's what prompted me to just pick up my microphone and my headphones and get in the booth. You make music or you make tweets, girl, just do it. And here I am doing it, and I'm proud of myself for that. But yeah, we're in a new year now, 2025. Thank you. Shout out to us that we made it. Also, I forgot to mention, this is really bad, but after my father passed away in 2021, in January 2022, my cat passed away. Her name was Leah Storm. I had her for about 9 years. She was, even though she didn't speak English, we had an understanding. And that's also something that I felt like I was punishing myself for, that I wouldn't allow myself to get another cat. Like, so many people offered me kittens and rescues and stuff, and they were like, get back on there. Specifically one of also somebody else that I went to school with, she's a vet tech, and she would always come up to me and be like, hey, like, you know what I mean, always hit me up and be like, look, I got 2 kittens in the back, you want one? Like, people were always offering me kittens, but I was kind of punishing myself because I felt like, well, I don't deserve another cat because, you know, look at Leah, look what happened to Leah. And I was really grieving that. So I would go to adoption shelters and, you know, just like cat meetups and stuff, and just look at other people's. I would just sit there and look at other people's cats, and sometimes they would let me hold them. I went to a kitten drive one time at one of my local libraries, and I was just sitting there and I was just in tears, and this lady came over and she was like, are you okay? And I was like, I just lost my baby. Like, I was not in a good headspace. And then this year, one of my other good friends gifted me a kitten for my birthday, and he's sitting right here next to me. His name is Zenzi, and it really helped brighten everything up for me. Like, I would say amidst of everything that I had going on in the last 4 years, and especially in 2024, it brought me out of my shell. Like, it just really just pulled me out of that dark place. A shout out to her for Zenzi, the light of my life. If you're thinking about getting a kitten, just really think about it hard and think if that's what you really want. If you don't have kids, have the kid instead of the kid. I'll let you know that. Because literally he's a little bit better now, but honestly he's really rambunctious. He's a tuxedo. He's on my personal page. If you go on there, I have a highlight for him. He's adorable and he's a sweetheart when he's ready, but he's really, really rambunctious. He's crazy. If I want to shout out one of my very good friends, Melody, that's my girl. I love her so much. She started her own podcast, and when she started hers, we were talking about it. You know, I was giving her a couple pointers, like things like that, and I was honest with her. I was like, girl, I don't remember how to do it. She was like, what mic do I get? How do I do? I was like, girl, I went on YouTube and I think you should do the same. Because literally I could not remember it. Even when I was setting this up now, girl, I done forgot to plug in the mic into the laptop, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out why my audio not coming out right. And it's because you didn't plug in the microphone. I'm like, oh my God, I had pieces missing. I had this there, that there, like just everything. Everything was just a mess. And I remember just talking to her about like, girl, when I get back into it, it's going to be hard. But she started her own podcast called Black Girl Garden. It's available on Apple Music. It's available on Apple Music, Spotify, and I want to say another platform, but I don't remember. But I know on those two platforms for sure. It's kind of similar content to mine, but you know, everybody has their own flavor, their own spice. So definitely check that out, you know, support my girl. But I just want to get that out because she also was having doubts and just struggles with getting it started, just like how I was when I started You For You. And I would like to say that we kind of helped each other through that. So I'm just glad to see that she's up on her feet and she's moving. She puts out episodes periodically. She's just doing great right now, and I just wanted to shout her out. I do free promo, so if y'all want me to shout something out for y'all, I'll do it. Just hit me up and I will make sure that it's in an episode here or there at the beginning or the end. That being said, this concludes today's episode. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you're coming back, welcome back. If this is your first time here, welcome. Hi. You can follow us on Instagram at You4YouPod. You can follow me on Instagram at I Love Your Beautiful Face. You can follow my girl Mel. Her podcast page is Black Girl Garden, blackgirlgarden.pod. And you can follow another mutual of mine. Her name is Vanessa G. Girls Rule Boys Drool Podcast. So you guys take it easy. Be blessed. Thank you for listening to You For You, a podcast for you, about you, to be a better you.